a word is not other. Herbert Marshall's a very ill man. Georgia didn't mention that. He's very sickly.
Yes.
I mean, and he needs his meds, yo. He needs his meds. He has got to. Do not private. And so, like Georgia said, there's money on the line. Herbert Marshall is not giving it up. All we're going to say is it would be better off for Regina and her brothers if he would die. And there's a scene where that may very well happen. And Bette Davis plays it. She is the evil witch. She is Maleficent. And it is wonderful. It's so good. It's horrible, but it's one of the best villain scenes in movie history, in my opinion.
I have to agree with you 100%, Moya, because when you see this movie,
you're like, oh my gosh.
That's another scene you will never forget.
You will never forget. I've seen it when I was a kid. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh my gosh.
I was like, this poor man. I'm like, you greedy. So-and-so. I was like, girl, that was horrible.
But I have to give props also to Herbert Marshall because...
Yeah.
He was another one of these...
He could hang with Betty.
Oh, yeah.
He could hang. I'm going to give it to her. Him and Claude, they could hang with her.
He was so amazing. But, you know, he didn't overplay it either.
No.
He was so perfect in that role.
Yeah.
And, you know, you couldn't help but love him. So... when you see what is happening with this character, and you know, you just have to love him. But anyway, I don't want to spoil it for you, but you've got to watch.
Right.
I mean, sometimes, you know, the payoff in a whole movie is like the way they decide to resolve them at the end of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this one does not disappoint.
No.
I guarantee you.
and then end it as it should. Like, there was no happy ending. I don't want to give it away, but it resolved, like, everybody got what they deserved. I'll just put it like that. The people who got the wrong done to them deserved it. They earned it. And the people who got to get their peace and ride off into the sunset or whatever happened, it was realistic.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. But, you know, there's some double cross there because Bette Davis, she turns the tables on her brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you expect it to go a certain way. You think, oh, she's been had. But you gotta watch.
She's a witch.
She knows how. I mean,
she's a witch. She's a witch. And so you're not gonna turn the tables on the witch.
Mm-mm. No.
Because what, like we're saying in the Bible, there's no peace to the wicked. And the Bible says all they do day and night is think about evil. This is another thing. She knew her brothers were morons. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
She knew.
Yes.
So she probably,
yes.
And then they're all cut from the same cloth. So she probably saying, what would I do if I were them in that situation? So, and even though the movie didn't get in terrible detail, but yeah, they weren't going to outsmart her. She had been the boss of them like all their lives. So no.
Well, I have to say, I enjoyed this movie so much because of the other people who co-starred with her, because they really illustrated her character so well, because the supporting cast was so amazingly well done.
Yeah, Teresa Wright was, I think she won an Oscar, was nominated for that. She won an Oscar for something. Yeah.
And she was also in that movie that Greer Garson did. It was the one I think that got America involved in World War II.
Mrs.
Miniver. You got it. Thank
okay.
you, Moya.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, yeah, she was in Mrs. Miniver, too. Oh, I do.
I try to look. I don't know why. And it's... Girl, anyway, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I think I just like Greer Garson.
I love Greer Garson. Yeah, I just did not.
I
know I like that. Yeah. That move.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, but yeah, Teresa Wright, and who else did you like in the movie?
You know, again, yes,
perfect.
It was.
Pitch perfect
oh,
casting.
Oh my gosh. And Herbert Marshall, and, you know, but I liked Addie, you know, the lady who played kind of like their,
mm-hmm.
they depended on her so much,
mm-hmm.
you know, that she worked for them. She was a servant,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, she kind of ran things. I loved to see, because she knew what was going on with everybody. She was
mm-hmm.
running things, but yet, you know, I thought she was such a great character in
right.
the movie.
Right.
But I mean, Herbert Marshall, oh my gosh.
He, and see, Georgia didn't notice, I told, because he could play a total tool. He was good at playing tools, like in a letter. He was the tool of tools in a letter. And he was, you know, kind of a sickly tool here, but still rallying, so you kind of rally for him. But he could play a delicious villain. I was telling, I think it was a Alfred Hitchcock movie he played. Oh, girl, he was a killer. I was trying to tell her, like, I'm sorry, audience, we should have done our homework. And but this is how our conversations go. We start going off on different things. We've seen the movies, but you know how many movies we've seen? We can't remember all this crap. But anyway, so if you see Herbert Marshall, I think it's an Alfred Hitchcock movie, and he's a killer, he's a murderer, and it was good. So he could play all different kind of things, too. So, you know, he and she did the letter, and then he did this. And even though he was a tool in both of them, but in this one, I like what you said earlier. He didn't overplay it.
Mm-mm. Not even. And it's so hard for me to. He's such a good actor. I cannot imagine him as a villain.
He was a sociopath. It was, girl, it was good.
Wow.
It was good.
I've got
to
see that.
Yeah, if we remember what it was. But yeah, if you know what it was, you can tell us. See, if I say something, he kept doing something with a light fixture. That's sad. Okay, I don't remember what it was. But it's. But there was a plot device. He was doing something with this light fixture. And it had something to do with his murders and stuff. Girl, it was so. I would look at it again because you're right. You're like, this is Herbert Marshall. He was a cold-blooded, and you know back then they didn't show people the blood and all that, but you know he killed to cover his tracks, and then he was spurned or something like that. But it was like a total turn for him. His, you know, the characters he always played. But anyway, did you expect?